I think sometimes you would just like something quieter. You would be really most welcome to come, or more traditional, you'd be most welcome to come along and join us. After five on Sundays is seven, and there's some changes taking foot there, and John's just going to say a little bit about those. John kind of leads 7 o'clock as well as the children's ministry and has a leadership team that looks after that. John.
Yeah, so we've made some changes to our 7 o'clock service. We felt that kind of the format as it was kind of just a bit too much in terms of the numbers that we were getting, and it felt like it was in its current state a little bit unsustainable. So we got together as a leadership team to discuss a way forward, and we really felt like there's something very special about the 7 o'clock service. There was a real sense of community amongst us, and we particularly saw that when we've done our two weekends away. The last one we did in March, we went to Ashburnham, and just there's a real sense of community, but also people being able to be vulnerable and share. And so we just wanted to kind of focus on that. So we've got a new way of doing seven. There's usually four Sundays in a month, so we do something slightly different on each Sunday. So the first Sunday is going to be a celebration, worship, teaching, ministry. And we thought that would be good to start there. Also, it might give people who perhaps don't connect with our family service to come to church in the evening and celebrate with us on that first Sunday, because we'll be having teaching and worship and ministry. The second Sunday, we're going to be eating around people's houses. This is something that we felt really strongly. There's something really powerful about being around the table, eating food and sharing. And so each second Sunday of the month, there will be various locations where we'll be having meals at people's houses with a bit of worship and opportunity to share what's going on in our lives. The third Sunday, this Sunday, is going to be worship. So we're just going to be here again, and we're just going to give that time over to worship and waiting on God. And then the fourth Sunday is going to be in the church centre. And again, that's going to be, we'll have worship, maybe a short message, but then opportunity for people to share testimonies, encouragement, but also to allow the gifts of the Spirit to, you know, to be operated. So that's the idea. I guess the passion behind it is that we kind of felt like that everyone who comes to church has something to give. Every one of us has God on the inside. There's something of God that each one of us reflects. And we wanted to create space where we're not just looking at one or two people on a stage, but we're looking to each other and seeing the Christ in each other and learning from each other. So that's the real heart behind it. And that's why we're having meals and giving opportunity for people to share, although that might be slightly scary at times. We just wanted to build that sense of community and sharing amongst one another.
John, thank you so much.